Israel's deliberate targeting of journalists in Gaza has sparked global outrage, with rights groups describing it as part of a calculated campaign to suppress coverage of its actions in the occupied territories. Since the start of the latest Gaza war, 238 journalists have been killed, an unprecedented toll in any conflict. The most recent case was the killing of Al Jazeera reporter Anas Jamal al-Sharif and three other media staff in an airstrike near Al-Shifa Hospital. Al Jazeera and international press freedom groups rejected Israeli claims that al-Sharif was linked to Hamas, calling the strike a deliberate assassination aimed to silencing critical voices. Al-Sharif, born in 1996 in Jabalia refugee camp, became one of Gaza's most prominent reporters during the war, documenting the humanitarian catastrophe from the front lines. His vivid reports of starving children, displaced families, and widespread destruction made him a symbol of resilience and, in Israel's view, a threat to its narrative. Analysts say Tel Aviv views the battle of narratives as critical, targeting journalists to control public reception and reduce global pressure. This strategy, documented by studies as media genocide, has also included bombing media offices such as Al Jazeera and other outlets in previous conflicts. Reports indicate that many slain journalists were clearly identifiable, often wearing press vests, and their locations were known to Israeli forces. Observers argue such killings are intended to eliminate eyewitnesses and deter coverage, paving the way for military operations without international scrutiny. While Israel may slow the flow of information, press freedom advocates stress that in the age of social media, silencing a journalist often amplifies the truth. The growing public interest in Gaza's plight, they say, underscores the enduring power of journalism to challenge oppression and reveal the realities of occupation.